Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. My friends, welcome to this week's podcast. What I really want to do is be busting out some Scooby-Doo jingles. You guys, I have had the Scooby-Doo intro and outro music in my head for like 2 days straight. And my kids, Wyatt caught me today, like, "Mom, why are you singing the Scooby-Doo song?" And I'm like, "I don't know, it's stuck in my head." Yesterday, Gunner, I was like in the kitchen doing dishes and like, "Do, do, 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 do. We will solve your mystery." Gunner's like, "You're weird, Mom." I'm like, "I know. I'm okay with it, though." Do you do that? Do you get, like, your kids' cartoon jingles stuck in your head? Well, there you go. This is me this week. I am so honored over the last several years since Clint has passed away to be able to be a give grief a face, I should say. Give grief and loss a face and be able to be a mentor and have people reach out and ask me questions all the time. What should I do for this and this person? And I'm feeling this way. Am I normal? Anyway, I've just been putting all my ducks in a row and I have launched my website, CamilleBauer.com. And I wanted to tell you guys about my Grow Through Your Grief program that's starting this coming Tuesday. Rewind, if you follow me on YouTube, I did a live webinar on Wednesday night. It actually went on Facebook Live too. I think you can still see it on the Clint the Cancer Warrior Family Facebook Live, or you can check out my YouTube channel, which is Camille Bauer on YouTube. And I gave 5 tips. It's about 30 minutes long, and I gave 5 tips that help you get through the holidays if you're experiencing grief or loss, or if you have somebody that you know that you're close to and you don't know what to do, what you shouldn't say for the holidays. Check that out. It's again on my Facebook Live. You can go back to it, and on my YouTube. It's a video now. So check that out if you are experiencing grief or loss. My heart goes out to you, and I am honored to be able to do a series of programs that's going to be able to help give back to the grief community. So I want to tell you guys today about my Grow Through Your Grief program, and it is a virtual, so no in-person, but we get to get on our computers and pretend like we're friends, because we are, and we're going to be. Especially if you're walking this grief journey, and I'm here for you. So it is starting this coming Tuesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And what we'll be doing is going through what to expect. Are you normal? We're going to have all those questions answered, because whatever you're feeling with grief, let me just tell you, you're normal. It's normal. And you'll find that out, that you are not alone, even though you are lonely. So again, it's a 1-hour class. What's included in the class? There will be a downloadable interactive workbook. We will have Q&A. We will be open for class discussion and input. I only have 12 spots is my max that I take, and I'm doing 3 scholarships this time. So if you want to nominate somebody for a scholarship, reach out to me, Camille@CamilleBauer.com, and let me know, one, why you want to nominate them and what loss that have they had. And then I have 2 left, 2 of those 3 spots. So 2 of those 3 scholarship spots. So let me know if you have somebody, even if you'll want to nominate yourself, if it's something that you can't afford right now, but you know you want to nominate yourself for that scholarship because it will help you get through the holidays, go ahead and do it. Nominate yourself. All right. Also, there will be, in addition to those weekly meetings and the interactive workbook, we have a private Facebook group for connection and support in between those meetings. So if you, like I said, if you know somebody and you just don't know what to do, you could gift them this for the holidays and even do the class with them. I have countless times people reaching out wondering what they can do. So, and if anything, if this doesn't work for your schedule, you can check out my free webinar that I did post on the 5 things to help get you through the holidays. So again, this is 6 weeks of group support during this holiday season. And I will put, there is actually a link on my website, CamilleBauer.com, and you can link to that grief program and find out all the information. And it's a tough time. You think of the holidays and so many people, you know, including me before I experienced loss, like, oh my gosh, it was the best thing to go get our decorations out and trim the tree and put it up and, you know, all these little knickknack things that are tradition and passed down from generations to generations. And when those came, like, to even think of getting those boxes out after Clint passed away, I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Thank you, by the grace of the Lord, I had family members and some friends show up. I think I went somewhere and came home and it was all done. So when my kids got home from school, they were like so excited that all their Christmas stuff was up. And I was so full of gratitude for them for doing that, because the thought, Clint loved Christmas, and the thought of even bringing out Christmas stuff was so painful. So be gentle around those that are experiencing, especially their first holiday season without the one that they love. My biggest tip, and I'm going to leave that with you today, is don't give people unrealistic expectations of what you think grief should look like. So, for instance, if your mom always makes like traditional caramels, or she always makes like these amazing yummy things on the holidays, and she's experienced loss, if she doesn't want to feel like making that, don't pressure her into doing it. And that can go in so many different scenarios and situations. But my takeaway with you guys today is traditions and the holidays and grief. If you don't want to do something, honor that. Honor that loss. If it makes you too sad, that's cool. Go and do something else. Give yourself the grace. Give yourself grace, because all the emotions that are coursing through your heart and mind and your life is upside down and completely different. Just give them grace, be gentle, and don't be quick to be offended, because I felt obligated to go to some holiday parties and I ended up locking myself in the bathroom and crying. And I don't know if I actually, if I rewound, I wouldn't have wanted to have gone, you know. So if somebody doesn't want to go, just invite them. And if they choose not to, just still share your love. But my takeaway from this for you is, if your holiday season looks different, which everybody's is this time, I mean, we don't even know if we're getting together for Thanksgiving with our people, with everything going on, but it's okay if it looks different, because what really matters is the ones that are in our home and in our hearts. And those ones that are in our hearts would want us to carry that cheer into this holiday, even if we don't feel cheerful. Luckily for me, there's different ages and stages. Obviously, grief looks different for a 30-year-old widow than it does for a 60-year-old widow. So I had to show up for my kids, even though I didn't want to. And that was so, so hard. But even now, as a single mama, you know, it gets hard. It gets hard doing it on your own, but it's so rewarding because they're so cute and they're so awesome. But just be gentle, give yourself grace. And if it looks different, that's okay. And I love you guys. This week was short and sweet, but I wanted to get out the information on my grief program. And I have those two scholarship spots left. So this is the last weekend. If you know somebody, if you have someone on your mind that you just don't know what to do to help them, this would be an ideal thing. So reach out to me and my team. Camille at CamilleBauer.com is my email address. And tell me why you want to nominate them. And we'll see what we can do to help them out. I love you guys. And don't forget, no matter what, even if you're approaching the holidays in grief, to put on your big girl pants. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.